What would you say you do here?
Well, look, I already told you. I deal with the customers so the engineers don't have to. I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Rick Tittle will fight anyone listening to this.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Very happy to welcome back Joe Montana to the show, the greatest quarterback of all time, in my opinion, and most people's opinions as well. And he's here to talk about Papa John's Pizza and their better ingredients, better pizza promise. We'll get to that in just a second. But Joe, this time of the year, when we get around to Super Sunday, when you look back at all your appearances, does it seem like ancient history or does it seem like yesterday to you?
It seems like yesterday for a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And getting around here. So when you come back around the game, you have good and bad feelings. Bad because you're not playing, but good because it brings back good memories. So.
Are you one of those guys that really, whether you say it out loud or not, want to hold on to records? Because every year when the last undefeated team loses, the 72 Dolphins pop some champagne bottles so they can hold on to that. How important are your records to you?
I didn't have any records in college, and I imagine I won't have any records here either. So it's not, it's fun to have, but, you know, records are only there for a reason, right? They keep them so they can be broken somewhere along the line. I'm not sure someone will get Jerry. I don't think someone's going to get Jerry for a while.
Yeah.
Although the way the league's going now, maybe they will. They're going to be throwing a lot more.
Yeah, that's an interesting point because now, you really can't even touch a wide receiver, it seems like. How much more easier would that job be for you if you were playing right now?
Well, it's never easy.
Mm-hmm.
But for the guys that are at the top of the game, it becomes a lot easier. As a quarterback, you don't have to worry about standing in there and all the time and getting hit. You know, and that's a big difference. That made the difference between a lot of guys. We used to get one guy got in a fight with one of the reporters, well known on both ends, because he didn't stand in there to take a hit. You don't have to worry about that as much now. They're trying to take that away from the game. So mm-hmm. It makes it a little bit easier for the quarterback.
Now, Joe, a lot of Niner fans are perplexed at what Jed and Trent are doing, basically running a great coaching staff out of town, and questions about the new guys coming in. What's your outlook on the 49ers in this very huge transition period?
Well, I think you have to wait and see kind of where how these guys get started and whether they can make these guys play for them or not. And obviously everything you hear from the players is that they like the head coach, and it's just a matter of, there are a lot of guys that are liked around the league that didn't last very long. So hopefully that's not the case for San Francisco and the 49ers.
Rick Tittle with Joe Montana. A couple more minutes with Joe. Colin Kaepernick, when he came on the scene, he was always kind of, big smiling kid, aw shucks. And this year, very, very ornery with the press. And, of course, the season not as successful for him. Where do you think Cap goes from here? Do the 49ers give him one more year, sort of wash their hands the way that contract is built? Or does he just have too much raw talent to give up on? And do you think being ornery with the press, do you think that has an effect on his game?
Well, I think the orneriness comes from being unhappy with his performance, and that happens to everybody, no matter who you are, whether you're quarterback and offensive guard and defensive tackle, defensive back, doesn't matter. Usually that is a sign of frustration comes because you're not playing well, and that's he thinks a lot more of himself, and he thinks that he can play better and did play better before. And the thing you can only tell him is, hey, you can look at any quarterback you want. Everybody's had up and down years. You just got to ride with it, go with the flow, and move on and put it behind you. And the faster you can do that, the better off you are.
And, Joe, I'd also like to get your opinion on Derek Carr. Started every game for the Raiders, kind of thrown into the fire there. Not a very good team, but some young talent there on the rise. What did you see out of Carr which should make Raider fans think they finally found their guy?
Well, I think his poise and the pressure that he was under and the way he played, I was very impressed. I mean, he was fun to watch, and actually he was one of those – I typically don't always watch the Raiders, but at this point in time I was looking forward to seeing him play whenever I could. I think he's going to be good. He's going to be fine. He's going to be there a while.
Joe Montana's with us. We're going to talk pizza and Papa John's in just a second. A couple more football questions. Of course, Deflategate has – really permeated this fortnight of buildup. When you first heard about that, did you think, oh my gosh, I wish I could have done that? That's really just abject cheating. Or did you think, what's the big deal?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a crazy rule. I always thought from many, I didn't really deal with the pressure of the ball much. I didn't think about that. But, you know, obviously guys like to feel the ball differently. And unfortunately for in New England, there's a rule that says the balls can't be a certain way, and you can't have 11 balls on your side be deflated and none on the other side, so without somebody messing with the ball. Should the rule be there? I don't think so, but it is there, and it is what it is. And these, obviously, it's not the first time they've gone round and round with the rule book, so I think that puts a little bit more of a spotlight on it.
And one more football question for you, Joe. What do you think about the job Goodell has done? Obviously, 2014 was a very trying time for him, and he admitted that he got it wrong, at least in one case. What do you think of the commissioner?
Well, he's had he was thrown in a lot of tough situations. Let's put it that way. And, it's easy to get it wrong at that point in time because everybody wants a quick, fast decision on things, and you know, when you do that, sometimes you don't have all the answers in front of you, and you're kind of pushed to make a decision. So, I think the jury's still out with him. I like him. I like what he's trying to do, but he works for the owners, so it's going to be up to them.
All right, fair enough. Let's talk a little bit about Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza promise. Now, I think about two of my favorite foods. Cheeseburgers, in fact, bacon cheeseburgers and pizza, and I guess Papa John's is going to combine this here pretty soon.
Oh yeah, they're testing it. They're tasting it down here at the Super Bowl now, so it'll be out soon. And you know, who doesn't like bacon? Who doesn't like a cheeseburger? So it's the best. So you got to try it. And you can, you know, from now through Monday, you can get free pizza by getting on order at Papa John's, and you spend $15 and get a free pizza. So I think nothing better than pizza with the Super Bowl.
Now, I know that fans are down there right now. Papa John's is encouraging them to show their craziest, goofiest end zone celebration.
Yeah, you can go down to Super Bowl Central, and not only can you taste the pizza, but you can video your best dance, and they'll put it up on the website. You'll be able to share it with people, your friends, and probably other people too.
All right,
you might not want to see it.
That website, by the way, upyourdance2015.com, upyourdance2015.com. Of course, you can always go to papajohns.com. Hey, listen, Joe, thank you so much for your time and your insights, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. That's Joe Cool. We will take a quick break, and we'll come on back. Lines are open, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is Sports Byline.